Well, Chillicothe, an 18-point first quarter. They lead it 18-2. And it's Lawson's turn to start the second quarter. Chillicothe has their original starting five back in the game now. Lawson sends it over to McNeely on the wing. Cross court, Gilliland with the steal. Still working for the steal, and almost had it down court, but tripped and fell and lost it out of bounds. Good hustle there by Aaron Gilliland. Opening seconds of the second quarter, Chillicothe girls 18, Lawson 2 in the girls' consolation game. Lawson goes over to McNeely from three. Didn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped over to Gilliland. And another whistle on Lawson. This is on McNeely, her second, sixth team foul. Gilliland, top of the circle, gets it high post to McKitty on the floor once, hands it to Barnett. Right side, Williams sends it into Graves. Graves splits the defenders, halfway down, back out, gets her own board second time, doesn't get it to fall, and referees with a whistle. Second foul on Sierra Rash. Seventh team foul, opening minute of the second quarter. And Graves, first one is no good. Ready for her second shot. Takes her time. 18-2, Chillicothe with the lead. Second one is in. Makes one out of two. And Graves with six. And it's a 17-point lead now. Lawson over to McNeely. McNeely now top of the circle. Right side to Chancellor. Free throw line to Sierra Rash. And Sierra Rash is tied up with by Barnett. Lexi Snyder checks back in. And gets Williams a little extra rest. 19-2, Chillicothe leads it across the timeline. Gilliland gets it into a low pass into McKitty, and McKitty has to go down to pick it up and ends up in a jump ball with a little bit of a low pass. So Lawson gets the ball back. Huffman slowly brings it across the timeline. 19-2, Chillicothe sold Lawson scoreless for, goodness, probably at least 8 or 9 minutes. Low post is open, and Snyder called for the whistle, and that will send McNeely to the line. And Kutwarki give a little instruction to Snyder. Oh, I said Snyder. Actually, they're going to put it on. Now they have. Boy, that score, someone might need to pump some caffeine into the clock operator over there. Now they get it right. It is on Lexi Snyder. Graves comes out, and Jones checks in for her for Chillicothe. And two misses at the line for McNeely. Jones the rebound. Gilliland has to work for it to get the pass. Brings it across the timeline. Shoves it over to Snyder, right side. Feed inside to Jones. Goes up strong. Doesn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped out to Barnett. Chillicothe with another chance. Gilliland, long-range deuce. Didn't get it to fall. And here comes McNeely in a hurry. Gets it to fall around McKitty. And McNeely gets the second bucket with 5:55 left in the first half. It's now 19-4. Chillicothe. Well, Chillicothe boys came back from a 16-point deficit to lead for a while before losing. Ended up losing a close one. Lawson girls, see whether they can do the same. Chillicothe, they have to keep pouring it on. Can't take anything for granted. Snyder, top of the key, left wing to Jones. Haley Jones tried to go inside, loose basketball. And traveling call. Gilliland went for the steal, missed it. Pulled up a step, went to try it again, and that's when the Lawson player traveled. So Aaron Gilliland knows all the sneaky little tricks to get things to go her way on the basketball court. 19-4, Chillicothe with the lead over Lawson in this girls' consolation game at the Cameron Tournament. Graves goes over to Gilliland. Up top to Barnett. Williams, free throw line, drives inside, lays it up and in. Nice little driving layup by Madison Williams. She's got 8. Back to a 17-point lead. Try and dribble their way around Gilliland, and I think Gilliland's going to be whistled for her second foul. We'll wait 60, 90 seconds to see, and it is her second foul. So she comes out, Snyder checks in, team foul number 4, and Colby Chancellor will inbound it for Lawson. They get it in on the wing. Three ball doesn't work for Huffman. Rebound and stick back for Jacobson. And it's a 15-point lead for Chillicothe, 21-6, midway through the second quarter. Madison Williams works it right wing. Goes to McKitty at the free throw line. Back at Williams, three ball. Well off its mark that time. And goes out of bounds. .411 left in the half, 21-6. After an active first quarter, it settled down to something just the opposite second quarter. Loose basketball tipped around by Chillicothe, and jump ball, possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. As it pass went off the hand inside one of the Lawson players, and McKitty dove after it and resulted in the tie-up. 3:53 left to play in the first half. Madison Williams over left side to Lexi Snyder. Snyder goes back up top to Williams. McKitty in the paint at the free throw line. Gets it inside. Low post jumper doesn't fall. And a hacking call on the next rebound. This will be a two-shot that said McKitty was in the act of shooting, so that's the first foul on Kelsey Petz. Kelsey Petz with the first foul for her, 8th team foul, and McKitty rims it in and back out. Lawson sends some fresh players into the ball game. McKitty's second one also no good. Graves with the rebound, the stick back, gets it to fall. .17 lead, Chillicothe 23-6, second quarter. Lawson, Jacobson up top, goes right wing to Huffman. Feed inside, McNeely, nothing for her. Huffman right side, drives inside, and a foul on Chillicothe. And that's going to be on Madison Williams, her first. At the line, Huffman, first trip to the line for her tonight. The sophomore pops the first one in. .23-7. This could make it 23-8. Huffman, second one is in. So Kirsten Huffman makes both of them, and it's back to a 15-point lead. Barnett across the timeline. pulls it up on the wing, draws the double team, gets it out to Williams. Williams loses it. Huffman with the steal. Down to McNeely. Didn't square herself up. Didn't take time. She had plenty of time. Misses the shot. No damage done. Graves for the rebound. And Williams works it right wing. 2:39 left in the half. 23-8 Chillicothe. Madison Williams, top of the circle. Slows it down. Works it over to Barnett. Huffman tried the steal. Didn't get it. Baseline traveling call. Yeah, they're going to call that. As Maggie Graves threw a head fake in the start of the drive, and nine times out of ten, they will be called for travel when you do that. Don't know why. Probably because when you throw the head fake, you automatically shuffle your feet. Right side, Huffman from three. No. Barnett with a rebound. To Williams. Williams across the timeline in a hurry, using her speed down court in a hurry. Long-range deuce halfway down, back out for Graves. Rebound McKitty on the floor, they say, was the foul. A minute 58 left to play in the first half. That's the second one on Kelsey Petz. First one is in for McKitty. She has five. Second one, no good. McKitty makes one out of two. Lawson clears out the rebound, and Elena Rash brings it down court to Huffman. Huffman collides with Barnett. The only thing that happened was both players went down, and the ball went out of bounds. It's Chillicothe's basketball. Madison Williams across the timeline works the left-handed dribble over to the left side with a minute 36 left to play. Up top to Snyder. McKitty now at the high post. Out to Snyder for three. Lexi with the second three-pointer of the tournament. First one tonight. And it's a 19-point lead now. Minute 18 left to play in the first half. Michaela McNeely goes over cross court to Huffman on the baseline. Huffman dishes inside. And we got a whistle as Kelsey Petz didn't get it to fall, and she'll go to the line. We call it on Maggie Graves. Her first, number six on the team, and nine on Lawson's side of the ledger. First one is no good for Kelsey Petz. And Colby Chancellor checks back in. 1:05 left to play in the first half, 27-8. Second one no good for Petz. Chillicothe the rebound, and then they lost it to McNeely. 1 minute left in the second, 27-8. Lawson dribble drive inside, and a traveling call on number three, Kirsten Huffman, the 5'6 sophomore. Madison Williams across the timeline, under a minute left. Williams with 39 seconds left. We'll milk some clock. Playing for the last shot of the half. 27-8, Lady Hornets by 19. Free throw line, McKitty. Pivots, gets it back to her teammate, back to McKitty. Williams over to Snyder, left wing now with 15. Snyder close to a 5-second call, and there it is. 9.6 seconds left as Lexi was tied up, but no one swung around the backside to help her. So Lawson looks to go into the halftime with a little bouncer in the step, down 27-8 with one, and packing foul on the floor. That's the seventh. It'll be a 1-1. And Lawson could still. Well, that foul on the floor at the buzzer. And that will put McNeely at the line. Second one on Williams. First one is in for McNeely. Nice crowd here for Chillicothe. Bleachers behind the scoreboard is just about full. McNeely makes both of them, and it is 27-10, Lady Hornets by 17 into the halftime locker room. We're back after this on KCHI.